Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Bob Leonard, and it's now time for today's Let's Talk Pella. Last night, it was standing room only at the informational meeting regarding the proposed Pella-Oskaloosa Regional Airport. The format was a general session in the Joan Kuiper Farver Auditorium at the Pella Community Center, with breakout sessions afterwards. One room would have the city managers available for individual discussions. The other proposed site plans and airport design experts and engineers ready to discuss the merits of each. Oskaloosa City Manager Michael Schrock and Pella City Manager Michael Nardini were the presenters. Many in the crowd were uncomfortable with this format and requested both before and after the session for the format to be changed, where all could be present in the same room. Many of the over 400 people in the crowd expressed some dissatisfaction with this decision, and one man rose from the audience to share his thoughts.
Tell these people that they can have a vote on it, put it up to vote, and stop it or go on with it depending on what the people want.
This is America.
Period. Awesome. Just is America. Little comment. I put up with this crap. I was condemned 18 years ago. People like this went in and took my property. 18 years of my life. I went through the condemnation. I lost my property. I lost 18 years of my life to government grants. Stick it where you can stick it.
Dissatisfied with following the planned format, the audience dispersed into the two rooms, most joining the city managers. In the map room, I asked Dan Gleason, the mayor of Lytton, to share his thoughts.
As mayor of Lytton, our council has become increasingly interested in what regional development means to our little community, and we see ourselves plugged into Oskaloosa and Pella's. We're vested in their development. And so we kind of realize that we have to become actively involved in regional development. So we're keenly interested in the airport. We're going to be inconvenienced by this with air traffic and so on and so forth. It's going to change things around for us. But for the greater good of development, we're interested. We're receptive to finding out what this is about. Now, we are not really sure about the site selection process. I'm here to learn that. But from a City of Lytton standpoint, we see that there's a potential for huge gain for us.
Moving to the room where the city managers were, a friend from Lytton told me that he wanted to introduce me to someone who was opposed to the airport. Hi, Bob Leonard.
Tim Van Monen.
And Tim, where are you from?
Lytton. Yes, I'm out by Lytton.
Okay, and what are your thoughts about the regional airport?
Well, as you can tell, there's an awful lot of people here tonight, and I don't think everybody's voice is going to get heard because there's just too many people. I think we need to probably put together a couple more meetings, some sort of a structure of these meetings that people can get their voice heard. I think the biggest thing that has irritated the citizens of Pella and the citizens of Oskaloosa, the main concern is, how did this airport get so far along that there is no vote for the people of Pella, the people of Oski, the Mahaska County residents? No one gets to vote on this. It was voted down back in 2005. And from what everyone is understanding now, they did not go to a vote with this ever again. They decided on their own, as city councils of Pella and Oskaloosa, they decided on their own to go about this a little different way. Not public vote, but go about it by signing a 28E agreement, which the intent of the law is different than what they are using that 28E agreement for. So I think that's what probably most people are agitated about, most people are upset about, that they feel like the people did not get a vote, that the cities have stripped them of their voice, and this airport is moving forward, like it or not. Even though it was defeated a number of years back, there will be no vote on this again, and I think that's probably what people are concerned about.
I moved across the room, and a man introduced himself to me. It was Rob Hammond.
Rob, what's your role here?
I'm here as a concerned citizen because my land will be 100 yards from
Plan B.
Okay, and so you live like sort of
I live right there. That's my house.
Share your thoughts.
Well, I'm just shocked and frustrated. It's been 6 weeks since I've learned there's going to be an airport dropped next to my house, and it already sounds like it's a done deal. That's shocking to me that I wouldn't have some sort of say in the process. So,
and your house is close, you just said.
I would look out my back door every morning and see the main runway if it lands on plot number B. And if it's on plot number C, it's probably a quarter of a mile away to a half mile away. So.
And your name?
Robin Hammond.
Okay. And I presume you're married?
We are.
All right. And your thoughts? Robin, you said?
I'm just concerned that we don't have a say in this. And there's a lot for us to digest. I mean, I think we moved out there 14 years ago. We bought a house. We bought a small acreage, and you know, as part of being the Americans and having that American dream of owning your own home and living how you choose, rural or in the city, it doesn't matter. You have a dream, and we had a dream to fix up an old farmhouse. We did, and now I just feel like it's being taken away from us, and then we don't really have a choice.
Well, what do you think about the need for Pelham and Oskaloosa to have a regional airport?
Based on the facts tonight, I there's nothing that's convinced me that they need to have a bigger airport. When they mentioned the flight numbers of 17,000 flights out of Pella and having 500 of them be C-class aircrafts, that ends up being about 3% of the total flights. So we're making these changes, building this whole airport for a small percentage of flights at this point.
Do you think that the argument that the big corporations like Premier and Pellicor and Musco Lighting and the other ones, that they need this, is that?
But I've not seen any of that data proposed. There's no numbers proposed.
I think that this is a classic example of catering to a few people at the complete ignoring of the people that are affected by it. If you think about it, this whole group of people that are being affected by these airports less than 20 years ago were affected by a highway coming through. And you're going to put them through all this again, and this time with minimal representation. And I've talked to a lot of these farmers that were affected by the highway, and the majority of them, they took it. You know, they said, yeah, we understand that this is going to benefit millions of people, literally. Think of all the people driving that. But this is not going to benefit millions. It's here to benefit a few. And they can talk about economic development, et cetera, but I have a hard time swallowing that from Oskaloosa, who has a poor track record with economic development. All you need to do is go walk through the mall and look at all the buildings that got crushed to create what was supposed to be a boon, and it's dead space. It's now owned mostly by Musco. And they don't have a good track record. And so for them to come in and say, this is going to be an economic boon for this area, is a tough thing for me personally to swallow. I had a business for 10 years in Oskaloosa, and I had a lot of these clients that are for this airport that left me and my business to go do business with companies in Des Moines and some of them out of state. So to tell me they're interested in economic development is a tough pill for me to swallow in general. And I think it discounts the farmers' economic development, counted and ignored. And that's a tragedy, I think.
And if one of the major corporations leaves because they need to be competitive and they don't have that competitive edge with an airport, there'd be a lot of people affected that would lose jobs.
That could be true, yes. If that is really the reason for them to leave this community, an airport that didn't get built when there are already airports that could satisfy their need, I think that really shows their commitment to the community anyways. That doesn't impress me with their commitment if that's really going to be their sticking point on keeping me in the community. That's tragic to me.
Pella Chamber Director Karen Eichen shared her thoughts with me.
So Karen, what are your thoughts on the economic angle on the new regional airport? Is it as important as people say?
It's very important. A regional airport allows efficient travel for companies within our area, large companies, small companies, their employees, vendors coming in to visit. A regional airport also allows those companies to locate in a rural area. Without that service, they couldn't remain competitive, and they possibly could locate somewhere else. So really serving the needs of the companies we have, looking to attract additional companies and having that infrastructure in place is very important to the future.
But it's tough if you've got to, you know, take land that's been held for generations and eminent domain and people that have, you know, have houses on the runway. That's a hard issue to deal with, isn't it?
It's very hard. And I think any infrastructure project has an acquisition type process to go through. Pretty much any road that we drive down that we enjoy has gone through some kind of acquisition process, whether that be a voluntary or eminent domain as a last resort. You know, you see examples of that all over, but the overall benefit to everybody who uses that, to incomes that are created within that region, you know, is necessary.
After more than 2.5 hours, the crowd thinned. And when he was sure that he had spoken to every one of the 400-plus people in the audience who had wished to speak with him, Pella City Manager Mike Nardini shared his thoughts.
So, Mike, how did it go tonight?
Well, I think very well. From the city standpoint and the South Central Regional Airport Agency, our goal was to get information out to folks on the background of the project, the need for the project, and where the project is progressing from this standpoint. And also one of the goals of the format of the meeting tonight was to answer as many questions as we possibly could to as many people as we could. So from that standpoint, it was a very successful meeting. And from the city of Pella standpoint, the regional airport project is a very critical transportation project for our area, both now as far as retaining existing business and industry, but also working forward in the future, being able to attract additional business and industry. Air transportation is critical for the city. So from the standpoint of the city of Pella side point of view, this project is a critical transportation project to our region.
This is Dr. Bob Leonard, and this has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.